President Trump is threatening to close the border this week because of the flow of migrants.
I'll just close the border. And with a deficit like we have with Mexico and have had for many years, closing the border will be a profit-making operation.
Really? Put aside whether or not that will effectively fight migration, what impact will it have on the economy? Jill Schlesinger, business analyst for CBS News, host of Jill on Money, has crunched some numbers. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
Look, when the president briefly closed the San Ysidro port of entry in San Diego last November, just a few hours, businesses there lost $5.3 million. Other numbers we're seeing are astounding. In 2017, $558 billion in goods went back and forth. Your thoughts on closing the border?
Well, look, we're looking at government data telling us that Mexico is the United States' third largest trading partner after Canada and China. And so you're right with the goods and you add the services on top of that. We are looking at about $615 billion going back and forth. I mean, but you go through this and it's kind of startling. Experts estimate $1.5 billion of commerce happens every day along the border between the United States and Mexico. We've got 500,000 people crossing the border legally every day for business or tourism, and that's just the Texas ports of entry. So I think that these are huge numbers. We're looking at trucking that could be affected, and even over 1 million American-based jobs are just simply a derivative of the United States-Mexico trade.
We'll talk about that. We're hearing from car companies that in just 2 days, without the parts they need from Mexico, they'd have to stop.
Yeah, I mean, look, the industries are huge, and it's obviously cars, but also you look at our exports, machinery, electronic machinery, mineral fuels, vehicles, of course. Agricultural products are huge. You know, Mexico, it's our third largest agricultural export market. Mm-hmm. And so you think about these farmers who have really felt the crunch from the U.S.-China tariffs. Now put this on top of it, they really could suffer.
Well, you talked about all the trucks, the thousands of trucks that cross 11 trains to one port every day. People are already talking about what do you do with that, all those goods and produce that are sitting there in trucks and can't come through. There's no place to store it. There is precedent, though, for presidents doing this. Nixon and Reagan both closed the southern border over drug issues. They wanted to pressure Mexican law enforcement. Lyndon Johnson did it briefly. This was after JFK was assassinated when the world stopped. But this is over migration, and this is a time when it feels as if there's a lot more going back and forth across the border.
Yeah, and I think that going back in history is not actually particularly helpful right now. I think that we know that there are billions of dollars in economic losses that are at stake. But I also would point out that we're in a very strange part of the economy. Economic growth has slowed down here in 2019 from last year. This would seem like a particularly bad time to make such a move. And, you know, just this morning, the government released a retail sales report. It confirmed consumers are spending at a tepid pace this year. So why the government is considering these kinds of actions as we're already slowing down, I think that becomes a very big question.
Just briefly, though, the president mentioned the trade deficit. There is one, $64 billion in 2017. But we have a trade deal that Congress has to sign off on. Isn't this not the time to impact the trade deal?
Yeah, I mean, just to remind everyone, though, president seems to equate a trade deficit with losing. That's not the case. America just buying more goods from a country than the trading partner purchases from the U.S. That's not a bad thing. It's not negative or positive on GDP. But you're absolutely right. We have not ratified that second NAFTA deal, that NAFTA 2.0. House Democrats are not in a hurry. Senate Finance Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley, he told reporters last week he's not so happy with this deal. So we got to get that one going, too.
CBS News, Jill Schlesinger. Thanks as always.
Take care.